You're listening to a Tales Yet Told production. Viewer discretion is advised.
Voices in the Wood is an actual play series drawing inspiration from gothic fairy tales and 80s sci-fi action and horror films. As such, a list of content warnings, cast members, and music selection will all be made available in the description. Do it. Welcome back, everyone, to the Way, Way Back, the den of nostalgia and portal to a world long gone, 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood. I am your host with the most love for buttered toast, Lil Harry, and with me on this journey, as always, is the Wolf Pack, Reggie and Donnie. Let them hear ya. All right, everybody. I'm going to be a little honest. I'm a little out of it today. There's been, I don't know, a lot of stuff going on in my life, and I hope there's not a lot of stuff going on in your life at the moment. Enough of that, though. The Wolf Pack and I are ready to sit back, relax, and spin the clock back a bit. If this is your first time joining us in the woods, let me give you the lowdown. Thanks to our genius producer, Maggie Bly, we're bringing you jams beamed down from just outside this humble little county of ours. That's right, from out there. So if you've got a song that you've been itching to listen to again, or just ready to discover something fresh, just give us a call at 931-218-6631. That's 931-218-6631. So with that out of the way, let's just get into our first song. You know, I went for a run this morning, you know, just had a lot of energy, a lot of frustration. So, you know, we're going to start this off with something that will help you take you out of your mind and just straight into your body. Counterfeit Smiles by The Best of the Worst. Right, everyone, I hope you needed that as much as I did, sitting in this honestly really small studio. I mean, you know, it's just in our school. Lights are on, heat's a-blazing, and I just need to shake my booty to some of the best of the worst. But aside from me shaking my booty, let's get to our first caller. Hello, you are on Voices in the Wood. I'm Lil Harry. Caller, who are you?
Oh wow, Harry, big fan. Oh, sorry, my name's Corey Parker. Love your stuff. It's great for me in the morning when I'm getting ready for bake prep. So yeah, I feel like I'm talking a lot. Sorry, man.
No, you are so good. It's glad to have you on here, Corey. What's on your mind?
So you know, I'm not from the Sublime. You know, like a lot of people, I ended up here when I was like 16.
Yeah.
And, you know, went through all the things that, you know, we all go through, and got assigned to be a baker. Yeah. But you know, in my heart, you know, felt really called to be an artist. You know, that's what I wanted to be from like the age 8 until, you know, got in here and, you know, trying to make the best of a bad situation. And, you know, I've always wanted to be an artist, and I find myself every day, you know, I thought, oh, well, I'll inject, you know, some of my artistry into my baking, and, you know, slowly that kind of started feeling good, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not much of a baker myself, but I do enjoy baked treats, so I can imagine that there's at least a little bit of something there that you can, you know, find some joy in, I hope.
But it's, I don't know, it's, have you ever done something like against your will, you know, and you've hated it, and slowly you find yourself sort of like, you know, it feels almost like Stockholm syndrome, where, you know, there's this thing that I've hated for a long time, and I'm starting to find joy in it.
Yeah. No. Corey, I go to school. I get you. I got to do things that I don't like all the time, but. Yeah, that's kind of what life is, right? You try to find something in it that you can like about it, you know. Like this show, you know.
But isn't it like a betrayal of like who you were? I mean, if 16-year-old me heard what I was doing now, I think he'd beat my ass.
I mean, do you think that your 16-year-old self wouldn't give you like a little bit of grace or something, you know, like just like, you know, your 16-year-old self, you know, I was born into the Sublime, so I don't know what it's like out there truly. I think we find ourselves in different places at different times at points. So like, you know, you can only really work with what you got, you know, life ain't your lemons, make lemonade, all that good stuff. Like, could they be mad at you for doing the thing that, you know, makes sense for right now?
I just feel bad at myself right now. I mean, it's coming up close on 10 years being here in the Sublime, and I feel like every day a little bit more and more of me is gone. But like that dream, you know, the original dream, you know, I would, you know, used to tag stuff. I used to, you know, draw notebooks, and I always wanted that to be the thing that I did forever. But, you know, now I find joy making pumpernickel, and yeah, there's some artistry in it, but that isn't what the original dream is. And if I give that up, am I still who I was at 16? Is that person lost forever and just this guy's left?
Well, I wish I had a better answer for you. I guess I'm still kind of going through some of that myself. From my own experience, you know, I didn't want to always be like a radio show host. I didn't want to do all that, like television and movie. Yeah, whatever. I wanted to be a musician, right? Me and my friends had a band that we used to be a part of. But, you know, you find ways to, you know, enjoy what you do have to do, right? Radio show host obviously is my role. My role is spokesperson or host. which this kind of is, right? And, you know, I can't really do the band thing and the musician thing, but I can do this, right? So I just kind of have to hope that that's enough, I guess. And I, you know, I don't think my younger self would be upset that I'm a radio show host. I've been on movies and shows, and like, I don't think they'd be upset about that. It's just things changed, or at least I hope I wouldn't be upset about it.
I think maybe it's just like a fear of like change, or like change not on my own terms. That makes sense. Like I'm adapting, but I'm not changing in the ways that I wanted to change, and trying to find some sense of control in that, you know, right? Like, you know, I was reading this thing in this book I had checked out of the library, and I was talking about like radical change, right? Like we change according to our environments, and like who we like wanted to be, you know, doesn't always line up with like the, you know, the stimuli that the worker interacting with. And that radical change oftentimes, like, that you can fit within, like, that box, and sometimes you don't need to fit, like, in that box, but, like, it's different for everybody. And I've just been, you know, really thinking about that a lot, about, like, I don't know, feeling, like, this immense guilt around, like, being happy and, like, a betrayal of, like, my younger self, and, like, am I going to be Corey the Baker instead of Corey the Artist? And, like, I know, like, there's an out, right? There's an out in that, but, like, then, like, that 16-year-old self, no matter what, like, dies. Like, or is gone forever.
Yeah.
Sorry, man, this must be really heavy.
Yeah, no, hey, no, you're good. I appreciate the call. I guess I just, I haven't gotten quite there myself. But
I think really wanted was just like to say it to somebody else, and like,
yeah,
Harry, you've been, I know, I love the show. You guys have been like such a rock, and there is something, I don't know, nostalgic about like the stuff you all play, and how like it's the life, it feels like the last bastion of like who, like what I was. Like, I don't remember what my mom's face looks like, or, you know, what the rain felt like, you know, out there, but I don't know, like, the art was the last thing, like, keeping me anchored to, like, a life that, like, I don't know, I'll never get back.
Well, I'm glad our show could be that for you. And I hope that you keep finding the joy in what you do now, regardless of what anyone else says. Regardless of what you think your 16-year-old self would have said, I know that for me, being able to do this for people like you is what keeps me going, and what helps make all of this feel worth it. And I know that my younger self had no idea that I would be here right now doing this. In fact, there are a lot of people right now who think that the show isn't a good idea. But I do know that if it can have that kind of impact for you, and it is light and bringing something positive to your life, as it does, as much as it brings me joy, then it has to be worth it to some degree. Thanks for calling, Corey. Is there a song that you would that you want to hear?
Yeah, I haven't heard it in a long time. I used to play it, you know, with some friends. But it's "Bright Side" by Schiffbeel. Something about it was always very nostalgic, and always just like where I'm going right now. I just need to like see the bright side of stuff.
All right, Reggie, let's see if you can find... Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we already got it. Thank you so much for calling, Corey. And I hope that whatever you're baking today is pretty dang good.
Got a bagel with your name on it, man. Thanks for doing what you do.
Of course. All right. This is Bright Side by Schiffbeel.
Yeah, all my friends are still getting stoned in their mother's basements, and I'm supposed to think that we're actually going places. Yeah, some of them got out and are probably studying business or science, and I'm sure that they're happy right now. And I don't want to die alone, I just don't want to die complacent.
Right, everybody, that was Wasteland USA by American Television. You know, sometimes you do just gotta watch it burn. that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Had a wonderful conversation with what I can only hope and believe to be an amazing baker, Corey. Just before that, if you were listening, yeah, I guess I want to take this moment to say to anyone listening out there right now, that if you are feeling that kind of stress in your life from the role, you know, that you've been given and what you imagined yourself doing before, I can't really tell you to, like, oh, it's fine, you know, buck up, you know. The stranger chooses things for a reason is, you know, I have to believe that, right? And so I can only hope that that means that within whatever role you have been given, there is a little bit of the thing that you love inside of it. The goal is just to find it and, you know, live in that as much as you can. All right. So let's just get on to the next song here. Sorry about that. You know, we started this show off a wee bit heavy. So let's just get into something, you know, a little sillier, a little dumber, a little more fun. So coming up next is No One Wins When You Pee Out the Airlock by TV Thief. Yes, no one wins when you pee out the airlock. You do end up killing yourself and everyone else. You know, sometimes you just need something that's you can just vibe to, right? So you can just not really think about other stuff. Whatever. We have another caller coming in. Hello, you are on Voices in the Wood. I'm Lil Harry. Who are you, caller?
Oh, have I got it figured out? I think I finally figured out how to call it. Am I on the air now?
You are on the air. You figured it out.
Oh, thank you, young Cub. It's so good to hear your voice. I've been listening since you started this broadcast, and I have to say, you should be very proud. I was just dancing around my little apartment, and I have such fun. I really do. I have such fun. I've had to sit down because I'm getting a little tired. I've sat down and I have my weaving in front of me. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I've been enjoying listening to this program.
That means more to me than I can say. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it. You got a name, caller?
You can just call me Granny Maya. Don't worry about that, young cub. It's just nice to be able to talk to somebody and, you know, to feel like somebody is talking back to me.
Well, hey, that's why I'm here, you know? We are all just voices in the wood around here, and so your voice will be heard, and I'm here to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Well, I suppose that's just it. Voices in the Wood. I'm quite like you, young cub, actually, if you really think about it. I'm a storyteller. I'm a weaver. Denote down all the stories of our community, of our sublime here, and I've been doing it for quite a long time. And well, the thing is, I recently realized as I've been dancing around and listening to your program in that I don't think I've ever written down my story.
Hey, now's a better time than never. You know, I believe everybody should have the chance to be able to, you know, to share their story, to share what they're about. Heck, if you want to do it right here, right now, now's the time.
Yes, well, I think I might be here all day if we decided to do it right here and now. But well, I just suppose that listening all this time has really made me start to think, and I wanted to give you some advice, young cub. You see, if you spend all this time telling everybody else's story, you might lose sight of your own.
Oh, Okay.
You see, when you're weaving, the stories of everyone come together to form a basket or a sweater, a blanket. And if you miss a stitch and you don't notice, well, you could go on and on for years and years and years without realizing how far you've gotten before you realize there's a hole in your basket and all your seeds have fallen out behind you. And you might have spent your whole life taking care of everyone else's stories without taking care of yours. So it's important. You see, it's real important that you hold on to what you feel, to what your story is.
Yeah. I appreciate the advice. That's good advice. I think I try to stay true to my own story. You know, I mean, of course I do the show and it's primarily, you know, other people talking, but you know, I think I'm true to I'm true to myself. Sorry, you kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I try to be true to myself. You know, I try to, you know, with my
still
friends.
I'm spry in my old age.
I'm sure you are. I guess you said you're a weaver. Like, what's some of your favorite things to weave? I guess and stories to is it like those like patterns that like have like stories like in them or like
everything is a story, Cub. You see, it could be found in a basket that holds seeds from the last harvest that are used to plant the new one. Could be a blanket made from wool to keep you warm. It's kept everyone warm in our humble little village for a long time. Everyone's stories are much more connected than you would think they are after all of this. And, well, when you lose parts of that, you find yourself with a blanket full of holes. And that can't keep anyone warm. You have to see all the stories around you. My favorites are, of course, blankets. I've been working on one. I get a lot colder than I used to. I think the whole world's getting a little colder, but nobody seems to listen to me when I say that. I see the way that things are connected, I suppose. And
yeah,
I find myself not having stitched myself in. I feel as though I've been part of the blanket.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The outside, you know?
I think I kind of understand that. You know, I've spent most of my life as a entertainer of some kinds, and it's mostly, you know, telling the stories that other people have written, other people have given me, that I am just, you know, relaying through my own lens. But it's not, you know, it's not fully me. It's partially me, but it's not, you know, fully me. You know, maybe that just means I need to write something, like, you know, write at my own show or something. I guess.
I like that idea. You know, my favorite parts of the programming are when you share parts of yourself with us. Don't make the same mistake that I did. You see, don't lose yourself as part of the fabric of this place. We're all a part of it. And you have to speak what's in your heart, or else you'll end up old and kind of cold and knitting and trying to dance around the living room by yourself.
Well, I'll take that to heart, Granny Maya. I appreciate it.
I'm sorry. I broke one of my threads.
Oh. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I hope that's not going to mess you up too much.
I guess that's the end of my story. I wish I had a little bit more time, but don't forget. Cub, take care of your story. And would you do me a quick, kind favor before mine comes to an end? I'd like to dance around a bit. Would you play me my favorite song from before? My story.
Absolutely. Just name it and we'll find it.
Everything and Nothing by Ghostlight, please. One last time.
Of course. Reggie, can you? Okay, yeah, we've got it. This is for you, Granny Maya. This is Everything and Nothing by Ghostlight G.
Thank you, Cub.
Think I've been drifting far too long. Think I'll return and they're all gone. Everything I say, every breath I take, there's a voice that's waiting for my every mistake. And so I wake up in the morn to face the danger with a storm. Every day goes by and with every curse, everything just gets a little bit worse. And there's no fear or sorrow, those were not an issue. Years and weeks and hours, time has gone askew for me. Oh, the world keeps spinning, the sun keeps rising, the stars don't change even with the fight. And through the end of it all, or the end of me, no, there's no point dwelling on uncertainty. Heartbeat stuttering with constant aches, lost and found and wandering again. I'm just one person, I'm just one person. And with the time I borrow, I'm trying to understand you. There's so much fear and sorrow in everything you do. Oh, the world keeps spinning, the sun keeps rising, the stars don't change even with the fight. And through the end of it all, or the end of me, no, there's no point dwelling on uncertainties.
Tell me what you eat and I'll tell you what you are.
Digital life of a blade. Transit personality, arenas on your face.
And that last song was Look Inside Yourself by Jade Weapon. And I want to dedicate that to Granny Maya. I hope that she knows that her story will, at the very least, live with me, if no one else. And let that be a reminder to everyone that, you know, in this world of ours, we have to make sure that alongside doing our role and being kind and caring to each other, that we are also being kind and caring to ourselves. And sometimes that just means being true to who you are. You know, if anything, it has, hearing, you know, from Corey and Granny Maya already, it is very thankful that we have started this show. You know, regardless of what anyone says, regardless of what has happened, I know that this show should exist because it means something to me and it means something to the people listening out there, all of you. So thank you all so much for listening, as always. I don't mean to get a little sappy, but, you know, feeling good about the show. Just feeling good about the show. All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will get to you all back in a short while. Hello, everybody. It's me, your boy Kendo, or Kendrick, whichever you prefer, host and creator of Tales Yet Told. Here once again to let you know that we are so, so thrilled that you are spending any time of your, any time in your day listening to this thing that we sat down and made very painstakingly for all of you. So thank you so much. And if you've been enjoying the show, don't forget that you can rate and review us on whatever podcatcher you're listening to, whether this be like Spotify, Podchaser, Good Pods, Apple Podcast, whatever you're listening to, it probably has a way for you to tell us how you feel about the show. So if you could do that, that'd be great, because we like knowing how people feel about the show. And another way you can do that is follow us on any social media that matters at Tales Yet Told. That's TalesYetTold at Tales Yet Told. We're over there on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Tumblr. Yeah, you can probably find us on a lot of stuff. And if we aren't there, then, you know, well, we'll find it somewhere else. That's where you're going to be able to get the most, the quickest updates about, well, what's going on about the show and us just like kind of talking to people in general. Cause you know, people like talking to us and we like talking to you. A better place that you can go and talk to us on is on our Discord. And you can find the link to that in this episode's description, along with the entire list of the cast, crew, and musical artists that are featured in this episode, of which that we are like super happy to work with, and everyone brought their A game and their A music as well. And so, yeah, again, if you're enjoying any of that, go follow them on social media and also rate and review the show. Check out the music. You can go listen to the music from this episode in the Spotify playlist link that you can find in the description. See how the description has all this really cool information that you might want to reference? Yeah, I recommend it. Don't forget that you can go and get yourself some Tales Yet Told merch over at merchyetsold.shop. That's merchyetsold.shop. That's how you're going to get some cool branded Tales Yet Told gear. We've got stuff for every single one of our seasons. So you can go get some Strangers in the Wood clothes, some Whispers in the Sea clothes, some Voices in the Wood clothes, also some stickers. And yeah, I'm going to be working on getting some more stuff out, in like the next couple of months or so, just some new designs, kind of freshen it up a bit, but hey, we got some good stuff right in there right now. And even better, I've got a discount code for you. You can get 15% off your entire order over $25 over at merchyetsold.shop by entering the discount code Lil Harry. That's in all caps. LilHarry. And you better believe there are no spaces, because there should be nothing in between you and getting good clothing. The very last thing. I know that I've never, like, I guess I've, like, never super explicitly stated it, right? But hey, if you, this is like the last chance. So that's why I'm going to do it now. Hey, you know that phone number that Lil Harry has been saying? You should call that, actually. Leave a voicemail. It's actually, I'm planning on doing something for the finale that's going to be using those voicemails in it. And so if you want to be in the finale or want to hear your voice in the finale, potentially, send us a call. You can call us at 931-218-6631. That's 931-218-6631. I'll also put the number in the description of this episode. You can have it be whatever you want. It can be you calling Lil Harry, like just, you know, saying, hey, I want to hear this song or yada, yada, yada. Whatever it is that you want, you can leave it in the voicemail. I do truly, truly mean it, though. You don't have that much more time to do it. If you can send us that call by September 8th, this upcoming Sunday, I will do my best to get that call into the show. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of Voices in the Wood. And I hope that, you know, this has inspired you to listen to some more tales yet told. Especially if you're liking the setting and like the world building and stuff, you can see where the roots of all of this come from. If you go back and listen to Strangers in the Wood, especially before this finale, that would be, you don't have to, you will enjoy that. I promise you will enjoy this finale regardless of if you listen to Strangers in the Wood. But if you catch up to Strangers in the Wood, that would be, I think you might just get a little bit more out of it. Fun fact, this episode 4 in fiction in the Sublime takes place on the same day as the finale of Strangers in the Wood. I'm sure that doesn't mean anything. Certainly it couldn't, right? Well, I'm going to send you all now back right into the episode. Thanks so much, everybody. Bye.
Ready to get your hands dirty and stuff some creds in your pocket? Then get ready for Cyber Plus Punk Overload, the first official expansion of the award-winning sci-fi action TTRPG, Cyber Plus Punk. This game is powered by a super condensed version of John Harper's Forged in the Dark system, made specifically for action-packed one-shot sessions. Cyber Plus Punk puts you in the boots of a runner, living on the edge and stalking the shadows of a gritty, ultra-violent world full of megacorps, mercs, and pigs, all looking to f*** you over. And guess what? You've got one last run. Overload is a collection of 16 new scenarios that drop you into mega prisons, reality TV shows, time loops, badlands, and even the Netscape. Plus, you get additional add-ons, including gear catalogs, new plug-in rule sets, and complete settings, all bundled into 3 sleek thematic packs. Ain't that just grand? And if that's not enough, if you back Cyber Plus Punk Overload on Kickstarter, you can even get an exclusive hollow foil sleeve, making it seamless to take your game anywhere you're going. Now what the f*** are you waiting for? Go to Kickstarter now and back Cyber Plus Punk Overload. And good luck, runner. You're gonna need it.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
Welcome back, everyone, to 2048 AM, Voices in the Wood. Hope you enjoyed that little break for ads. I know everyone always does, but, you know, we gotta pay back to our school some way in shape and form. So that's, you know, we gotta do what we gotta do. But we are going to move right along up to our next song, you know. It may be getting colder outside, but I like to think of warmer, sunnier days. Back in summer, swimming in the pool with me and my friends. And honestly, this is a song that comes up a lot whenever I'm making those playlists for me and my friends hanging out. So, you know, I decided that we are going to share it with you. This is Wuthering Heights by Horrible Timing.
Revenge makes present when it's full control.
And that was Wuthering Heights by Horrible Timing. yeah, sometimes you do just need your head in the sand to kind of ignore things, and you need your toes in the water to, well, forget that your head's in the sand, I guess. Well, we've got a caller coming up. You got that, Robbie? Yes. Okay, awesome. Hey, you are on Voices in the Wood with Lil Harry. Who are you, caller?
This is Truman. Great to be here. Big fan.
Oh, hey, Truman. Nice to hear you. Nice to hear that you're a fan. What's on your mind right now?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, whenever I listen to music, you know, like you were just saying, it's got your toes in the water to forget that your head's in the sand, and just kind of my head's been in the sand a lot these past, the past few years, I guess. It's,
Why do you think that is, you know? Is there something you're avoiding, something you're trying to forget?
That's something I'm trying to forget, and more something I'm trying to figure out, you know, when you're given, when you're told to be a scientist, but you're not told what sort of science to pursue.
Ah, okay.
Things get tough. things get tough. You know, tried it all. Biology, chemistry, had a brief stint as a physicist, then just dropped and smashed way too many eggs. Difficult to know if you're, you know, pursuing the right path, or if one day the world decides that you're not doing the right kind of science.
Okay. So you, if I'm understanding you correctly, the role that you were given is a scientist, or something with science, right? Okay. I'm obviously not an expert in this. You know, I'm just a kid. My guess would be that with something so broad, you could probably just kind of choose for yourself, maybe. You know, I feel like if the stranger wanted you to do something more specific, he would have told you. Though I guess he's not always the clearest.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm, you know, yeah, it's great to have a number of choices. Yeah, you know, a similar thing, I guess, you might be able to relate to, entertainer, host. What does that mean?
Yeah.
For me, I guess, the amount of choices I'm given, the broad definition of what science is, you know.
Yeah.
What if I just end up disappointing them one day?
Yeah, that's understandable. I guess, are you afraid that you're going to be bad at the type of science that you choose? Sorry, like I said, I'm an entertainer. I don't really, more the sciences get a little bit above me, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's less, I'm worried I'm going to be bad, and more and more I'm already bad, you know, like, the curse is so gradual, who knows when it begins. Like, I'm always, you know, like, if, like, you know, growing up, your, like, tastes change all the time, but, like, what if, like, you just deciding that actually spice is nice means that, you know, is the beginning of a change? Or, like, what if that patch of dry skin on your neck is, like, scales and not just a place you need to moisturize more? You know?
Yeah. So, are you afraid that you're already, you know, going through the...
I mean, to be honest, who isn't?
I guess that's a good question.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, I try not to let it get to me too much. Like, a lot of it is just anxiety, stress, you know. But
Yeah. Definitely
a thing to be... Definitely a thing to be cautious of
Yeah. When
you're less given a route through the woods and more allowed to go wherever you choose.
Yeah. You know, I used to believe that, I guess I still do. I don't know. I've been kind of struggling with it a little bit, I guess. I still believe that the stranger gives us our roles for a reason, right? Usually because it's a thing that, you know, we can be good at, you know, not necessarily something that we are actively good at right now, but it's our role is a goal in many ways. Oh, a something for us to strive for, something clear, something specific, or I guess it's not always specific, huh? It's something for us to go for.
Less a path laid in stone, but more a voice in the wood to follow.
Exactly that. And there's something with that is scary, right? Because voices echo, and they're sometimes hard to tell which direction it is leading us. And yeah, if we stray from where we should be going, if we get too far from the voice, we can stumble, fall, and lose ourselves. But I have to hope that, you know, as long as we trust in ourselves, trust our intuition, and don't let ourselves, you know, be tempted away from that path, then we should be fine. And it seems, Truman, that you were have the desire, have the want to get to the right place. And so I guess I can only hope that he wouldn't be disappointed by that honest try.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned that you were worried if, you know, the changes were already happening. Have you gone to see anyone for it?
No, not really. There's never really anything concrete that I could show someone and be like, hey, I think I'm... A lot of the things I'm noticing feel too minor for anyone else to notice. I'm also worried that, like, if the changes were starting, it'd already be too late. But, you know, definitely what you were saying.
Yeah. Well, I would... And this is just, you know, as a bit of advice before we gotta go. Even once the changes start, as far as I'm aware, as far as I've been told, it's not too late, right, to get on that right path, to figure out where we've strayed. There's this church out in Oak Creek. Don't know if you've ever been there. You know, I don't know where you're at, but if, you know, you're near Oak Creek, there's this church. What's it called again? I think it's called the First Sapling Church. It's where the healer is, actually. And I hear that they have a program for people who are starting to undergo the change. I don't know. Maybe it's something to look into if it is something that you're worried about.
Definitely. Oak Creek, you said.
Yeah. Out on Oak Creek. It's the, you know, the town with the big tree.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I know the place you're talking about.
Yeah. I don't personally know anyone who has gone there, but I've heard good things. So if it does come to that, hopefully it doesn't. I hope they are some help to you. And I hope that you are able to figure out which science is right for you and that you can have some comfort in that.
Thank you.
Of course. Is there a song you'd like to listen to today? Either specific vibes, whatever you got. I'll do it for you, Truman.
Yes. I'd like to request Not Today by Diet Weed.
Ooh, a good choice. Good choice. All right, everybody. This is Not Today by Diet Weed.
I need constant validation. All of my friendships, or I'll feel like I'm fucking up. It makes me feel selfish. I fucking hate it. Yeah, I know anxiety sucks, but what am I to do? I got nothing left to prove. No one's getting. I tried to stop smoking, but switched to vaping. They say it's healthy, but I don't believe that shit. Does it matter? It's cheaper anyway. And nicotine still runs through my veins. I still enjoy. It's all about. I'm trying. like it today. I'm staying busy, it's overwhelming. I think I'm happy, 'cause there's no time to be depressed. I'm moving forward, maybe too fast. It makes me dizzy to the point of distress. But I don't know how to live. I think that this is it. Anything to get through the day. And one day I'll slow down and I'll have to think about, did I accomplish it? Today. Maybe one day I'll be alright, but I don't think it's today.
Right, and that was All My Friends Are Growing Up by Braceface. And you know what? Sometimes it does kind of feel like we're all growing up a little too fast. And you know, and we need to take a step back. Realize we've got time, we've got space to figure out what's going on. Summers when we were a kid is different from summers now. Yeah. Get that right. And for every, and you know, for everyone out there like Truman, who's afraid that they are going to be making the wrong decisions in the future, just remember that, you know, we've got time, we've got space. It's a lot, we have a lot more of that in the Sublime than what I've heard is out there and not here. But if you do need help, you are looking for something, if you feel like you're making the wrong steps now, and you're feeling those changes coming, best thing I can recommend is maybe checking out that place, the Church of the First Sapling. or to First Lapland Church. I've never been there myself. I don't fully remember the name. It's out in Oak Creek. It's where the healer is. If you know of the healer, then, you know, you can ask around, figure some things out. All right. That was enough of that. So we are getting close to the end of our show today. So let's just play a bit more music. We'll have one more caller and then we will see you all on the other side. But before I see you all on the other side, let's listen to Boys Will Be Girls by We Are the Union.
We hear the jokes you make. We hear the nasty words you say. I'll never get it. It's so pathetic. Does your tiny brain make you this way? Maybe mama didn't tell you that she loved you enough. Now you're feeling extra small and you wanna feel tough. Well, I've got some news for you. We don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls. Morning, 'cause nobody's laughing now. Your ego's lacking, must be sad to be so boring. Maybe you should take a look in the mirror, love, 'cause your outfit and outlook are ugly as fuck. And I've got some news for you. Still don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls.
Everybody, that was Boys Will Be Girls by We Are the Union. And we've got another caller, our final caller for today's broadcast. Welcome to Voices in the Wood, Willow Harry. Who are you?
Hello. My name is Evangeline Nguyen, and I work at the library.
Well, hello, Evangeline. I think your voice is a little familiar. You said you work at the library?
I do, in the children's department.
I think I've been there, actually. But it's been a while.
It has, since I've seen you. Yes.
Oh, you remember me. Okay.
Of course.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh my goodness. I haven't thought about the library in, God, I don't even know how long. How are you doing? What's on your mind?
I've been listening to your show for some time now, and I don't know, I like the music.
I'm happy to hear it.
Oh, to be young again would be so nice. You and everyone else who has so much youth about you.
Well, you know, I'm still young, you know, almost out of high school. So, you know, I still have time.
So much time.
Yeah. I guess, you know, you said you like listening to music, and I'm not going to assume how old you are. I remember you being, you know, when you're a kid, everyone seems ancient.
It's okay, right? Honey. But you can call me old. I am certainly very old.
All right. You said you like listening to music. Is some of this music, you know, stuff you listen to when, I don't know if you were born in the Sublime or not, but if, you know, is any of this stuff that you listened to when you were younger, or?
I think so. Honestly, time is very strange, and I think you understand that too. It's weird to think about what life was like before coming here. I think there was a before, but it is ever-changing, and yet it haunts me. You know, I've helped a lot of people, so many, cross over to here to make smooth transitions and make sure that they know the rules and that they go to school and they read some books, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, I feel this almost overwhelming sometimes feeling of sadness, of loss, of heartbreak, maybe. Heartbreak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Truman, was it? The previous caller?
Yeah.
I listened to him speak, and I have heard so many others feel similarly. It is sad. I think I can't save them all, you know. And
right.
I feel the passage of time is as freeing as it is the bonds that hold me here. I love my job. I'm sorry, I am rambling.
No. I mean, I can only imagine that you've seen a lot of people come into the Sublime, and tragically, a lot of people
leave.
Yeah. I can't even imagine what it's like seeing the people, especially people that, you know, you helped acclimate to the Sublime, ultimately lose themselves.
Yes, it makes me wonder why I'm still here, honestly. But
oh.
I think I have a duty and a passion. I remember things recently. I have been remembering things, and I'm looking for someone. My roommate, my roommate. I haven't seen her in a long time, and
I'm sorry.
I thought maybe calling onto this show, someone else who's listening has seen her recently. Her name is Caroline. She used to live around here, I think. With me, she used to live with me. We would make breakfast together in the morning, and I'd make her coffee, and she would make me tea, and we would go for a walk together, and watch the sunrise, And I think we had a cat. I don't remember.
Sounds lovely.
You haven't happened to see or hear anything, have you?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't say I have.
That's all right.
I guess to any listener out there, is there a way that you would want them to contact you if they were, you know, if your friend were found?
Caroline, if you are somehow listening to this, I miss you. I don't know why you never came home. I love you. Please, please come home. I can't do this without you. I'm sorry. Who is this?
Who am I?
Yes.
Who are you? I'm Lil Harry. You're on Voices in the Wood.
Oh, yes. That radio show that I like. Hi.
Hi. Oh, dear. Okay. Hey, Evangeline, is there a song Eve. That you would like to...
You can call me Eve. Eve. She always called me Eve. A song?
Yeah, Eve. Is there a song that you would like to listen to?
I would. Let me think for a moment what it was called. She liked it a lot. It was, Meds by, what's her name? Batty. Meds by Batty. You know it?
Okay. Yes, I think so. Reggie, can we... Okay. Yeah, okay. Awesome. We have got it queued up for you, Eve.
Thank you.
Of course.
Come to the library soon.
You know what? I just might.
I hope to see you there.
I hope to see you too. This is Meds by Batty for Eve and her friend.
Meds, all I take anymore is meds. 'Cause my brain has got the disease. Meds, all I take anymore is meds. 'Cause my brain is at war with me. But I will come out on the top, 'cause I'm sick of being sick, of being sick, of being sick. 'Cause I know what it's like to live in darkness all the time. I know it's partially a choice, but my brain chemistry can use the help. So meds, I'll be taking all these fucking meds, 'cause my brain has got the disease. Meds, all I take anymore is meds.
never met Mary. I've never seen Jesus. And I've never heard God. I keep the light on because I'm 19. And I'm so scared of the shit I can't see. I keep the light on because I'm 19. And I'm so scared of the shit I can't see.
And that was Shit We Can't See by the Neckbeards. Sorry for all of the teachers listening right now. I know I said shit. That's the name of the song. I'm sorry. If you're listening to this and you think that that's bad and I shouldn't have said it, you're not, you don't run the show. I'm sorry. So I get to decide these things. Gosh. Sorry, I guess I'm still just thinking about a that call. If anyone does, you know, find a lady lost by the name of Caroline, try to reach out to Eve, Evangeline, over at the library, children's section. Even if you don't hear anything about Caroline, maybe just go visit your local library. A lot of those people have spent a very long time taking care of us, the people who come here. And I think it's, you know, it's important that we do our best to take care of them as well. So with all of that said and done, thank you all for listening to Voices in the Wood. It has been a pleasure and a joy to be here with all of you, sharing music from a world long gone. And, you know, being able to sit in this den of nostalgia with you. It's been a lot today. But it's going to be a lot every day, isn't it? All right. This has been Voices in the Wood. I'm Lil Harry. I was joined today by the Wolf Pack, Reggie and Donnie. Let them hear ya. And, yeah, that's really it. Everybody, be safe. Do what you need to do. And don't forget, if there is a tree in the woods that falls and there's no one there to hear it, it still makes a sound. Till next time, everybody.